Somebody takes upon himself to give the erech and a such and such a person to hegzer. If both the neder, the one who made the neder, and the neder, the person on who you said erech ploni alai, they both died before he had a chance to give the money to hegdish, the yorshim, those that inherit the property of the neder, the one who made the neder, would give the value of the erech to hegdish. Now we're talking about where was Amad Bedin. Both the neder and the neder showed up in Bezin, and the Bezin was Machai of the neder to give the erech to hegdish. But if the neder showed up in Bezin, but the neder had not yet shown up in Bezin, the neder, the person on who he said erech ploni alai, did not come to Bezin, and Bezin was not Macha, they didn't decide how much to give it. It depends on the age of the neder. In such a case, the Yerushim would not have to give the money to Hegdish. Damav shall ploni alai. Somebody takes upon himself to give the value of such and such a person to Hegdish. Meis ha-neder. Yidnu ha-Yerushim. If the one who made the neder died, he died before he had a chance to give the money and before Bezin had a chance to evaluate how much that person that he made the neder on was worth, even so, the Yerushim has to give the money to Hegdish. We're talking about where the neder was Amad Bedin. He was brought to Bezin. Bezin was Machayev him to give the money depending on the evaluation of that person. So since it was Amad Bedin, it has a din like a Milva B'Shtar Chov, on which a star is written on it. So therefore, the Yerushim are Machuyas to give the money from the property that they inherited from the neder. Meis HaNidor. Lo Yidnu HaYerushim. She'ein Damav L'Meisim. But if somebody said Damav Shaploni Alai, and that plony died before we had a chance to evaluate him, and then the neder died also, in such a case, the Yerushim do not have to give the money to Hegdish. Even though the neder was Amad Bedin and Bezin was Mechayev him to give the money, since the person on who he said made plony a lie had died, we no longer could evaluate him, as we do not evaluate people that died, so therefore the Yerushim would not have to give the money to Hegdish. Somebody who is magdish a shor, he says he will bring the shor as an ola. Or is magdish a bias, he says the bias will be a korban. Now he doesn't mean literally that the bias is a korban, as there's no such thing. What he means is that the bias will be given to bedek habayis to be used for the purposes of the beis hamikdash. Meis ha-shor v'nafa habayis. Eino chayav l'shalem. If the shor died before he had a chance to bring it as an ola, or the house fell before he had a chance to give it to the bedek habayis, the person who owns the house or the shore is not chayav to give any money to Hegdish, as he didn't say he's going to give the value of the shore as an ola, or to give the value of the house to Bedek Habayis. He said the shore will be brought as an ola, or the house will be given to Bedek Habayis, and since the house or the shore no longer exists, he is not mechuyav to give anything to Hegdish. Demei shore ze'alai ola, or demei bayis ze'alai korban. But if the person said, the value of the shore I'll bring as an ola, I'll estimate the value of the shore, and with that amount of money, I'll buy a behemoth and bring it as an ola. Or he says, I'm going to give the value of this house to Bedek HaBayis to be used for the purposes of Hegdish. Meis HaShor V'Nafal HaBayis Chayev L'Shalem. In such a case, if the shor died before he had a chance to bring the value as an ola, or the house fell before he had a chance to give the value to Hegdish, he is Chayev to give the value, as he didn't say he's going to give the actual shor or bias. He said he would give the value, so therefore we would evaluate it even after the shor died, or the house fell, and give the value to Hegdish. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah that ain't dumim the mason, somebody that died, we no longer evaluate him. That's only by people. But by objects, such as a shore or a bias, we can still evaluate it after the shore died or the house fell. We can evaluate how much it was worth before the shore died, before the house fell, and that is the amount that you would bring as an ola or to give to Bedek HaBayis.